Let's stay near Enniskillen now and hear about how eight visiting world leaders, their entourages, the world's media and what must feel like the world's security forces are impacting on the people of County Fermanagh. Fran McNulty is at the Portora Royal School in Enniskillen. Good morning, Fran.
Good morning, Gavin, and there's a beautiful view from the school here. As I speak to you, I'm standing overlooking Loch Earn, and I can see police rib boats moving up and down the loch as they're patrolling a large section of the waterway, because from here right up as far as the Loch Earn resort, the waterway is closed to traffic until the G8 concludes late on Tuesday night. It's just one restriction though, Gavin. Airspace is closed around the town, roads are closed. Enniskillen has literally hundreds of police on duty. They're in every corner at most traffic junctions. And last night, as I was walking around the town, it was quite obvious the number of police were outnumbering members of the public in the town. They're here, of course, to clamp down on what could be potential trouble. If it does happen, it's likely to come from anti-capitalist protesters. But if the evidence last night and this morning is anything to go by, there will be no mass turnout. Darren Carnegie and his father, Andrew, are two of the most prominent G8 protesters here in the town. But Gavin, they do cut a very lonely figure. There are around six tents in the allocated camping area for protesters this morning, and Darren is disappointed by the small number of protesters so far.
I've spoke to people who were at the Belfast march yesterday, and it seems to be that people are actually scared to come to Enniskillen. They've been told as soon as they step foot in the place they're going to be jailed. I think that's one major part. Two, I think people...
Told by whom?
I don't know. Maybe police, maybe spreading rumours so there's not so many protesters because they don't want it. A lot of people are saying there's not a lot because they keep comparing it to Glen Eagles. This is nothing like Glen Eagles. Glen Eagles was huge. Glen Eagles was like a park, was like a music festival. But that was because it was the 20 year anniversary of Make Poverty History. People like Bono and Bob Geldof created mass hype. That's why there were so many people. But I still thought it would be more than this. But then again, when I did go to Glen Eagles in 2005, the night before, it was more than this, but it wasn't too busy compared to where it was, so there's still time.
What difference would you hope your being here makes?
I hope it puts pressure on the G8 leaders. It lets them know, because no matter what, they'll find out there's people protesting, and it lets them know and lets them think, why are these people doing it? And puts a bit of pressure on, because these people have the power to change the world. There's enough food in the world to feed everybody in the world twice round, and yet there's people sitting with surpluses of food and other people with no food whatsoever. It's not fair.
The sports ground at the Forum is the place where the few protesters that are here have gathered. Some, though, are just availing of the facilities. When I was there last night, two more people arrived. They were a Dutch couple.
Today, we came from Drumcaeran, that's near Loch Allen in Leitrim. In fact, we're tourists. We're not really into this protest, but we are sympathetic to it.
This is a good excuse to camp along Loch Earn.
Why not?
So everything not quite as it seems here in Enniskillen today, but there is, on a serious note, significant disruption for many people in Fermanagh. But the payoff is being kept in mind, in particular by Fermanagh District Council Chairman Alec Beard. He's talking about the possible payoff for the area despite the disruption, and he says it will be worth it in the long run.
In the immediate vicinity of the Loch Earn Resort, and I live a mile from the Loch Earn Resort as the crow flies, a mile and a half a drive, there are about three businesses down there. There's a spa, there's a guy has a caravan site, and there's another guy has chalets. There's four, there's a boat company. But you can get to it easily enough. Yes, there's a bit of a detour. There's a large security force presence, but I mean, the presence of eight of the world's leaders necessitates that. They demand that. But in Enniskillen itself, I mean, from the hotel business and guest house business, there hasn't been a vacant bed for months. And from your side of the border in the Republic, Fermanagh District Council has worked cooperatively with Cavan. For instance, the Russian delegation are staying in Sligo. So it's been a spin-off for the hospitality industry in the Republic. As I say, negative in the immediate vicinity of the hotel in that those of us who live there have a bit of a detour to do. Life goes on. The town's buzzing tonight there. Buzzing as it ever is on Sunday night. I mean, the focus of the world is on Fermanagh at the moment. To have the eyes on the world looking on Fermanagh, you've got to wait and see what results from that. For instance, last year in Portrush, the Open Golf Tournament was on. Now, just this week, another major tournament was announced for the same place. So success breeds success, and that's what we're hoping in Fermanagh, that when people come here, they see the beauty of the place and they want to come back.
And that's the Fermanagh District Council Chairman, Alec Beard. Now, the vantage I have, the town of Enniskillen and Lockhearn from where we're standing, is right on the steps of Patora Royal School. The headmaster, Neil Morton, is with me now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And the level of disruption here over the past week or so, has it been severe?
Well, it depends from what viewpoint you're looking at that. I mean, the students have had to get up much earlier in the morning. They've had to get their buses half an hour earlier. They've had to be at school from 8 o'clock in the morning, and the school, of course, has had to open earlier, and we have also been it's been required, I think, to offer them some refreshment. So we've opened our kitchens as well, and they've had breakfast in school. It's actually all been very civilised. The weather's been good, and it's sort of nice spring mornings to stroll into school and sit down, have breakfast before classes start.
And as well as all of that, you actually have examinations taking
place.
Well,
that's the big worry was this morning, actually, because we have GCSE maths, of the very important second maths paper, and we have 72 students sitting that, so we were very concerned about the possible level of disruption.
Great. Neil Morton, chair, or should I say headmaster of Patora Royal School, thank you for speaking to us here this morning. That's it from Enniskillen for the moment. Back to you in Dublin, Gavin.
Fran, thank you. Well, while the eyes of the world are on Fermanagh, the eyes and ears of Fermanagh will be on the draw for the All-Ireland qualifiers, and that'll be made shortly after 8:30.